You're listening to Morning Edition from Red River Radio. I'm Chuck Smith. This week, commentator Dr. Gary Joyner takes a look back at the Roman legions, the predecessor of our modern armies, and explains why their history matters.
The first modern military organization in the world belonged to the Roman Empire. Although other civilizations, particularly the Assyrians, the Egyptians, Persians, and Greeks, had large professional armies, it was the Romans who perfected the military model and set the stage for future warfare. The Romans created field armies around an organization called the Legion, the prototype for the modern division. During the Empire, each legion was composed of about 5,500 men and was subdivided into 10 cohorts of 480 men each, with the first cohort at double strength. The other 220 men were cavalry, and about 120 others were support and technical staff. Emperor Augustus, the first ruler of the empire, had 28 of these legions. They were used to conquer the lands that became the far-flung provinces of the Roman Republic and later, of course, the Empire. Sometimes, especially at the end of the Republic, they were rival entities and fought each other. The legions forcefully carried Roman civilization from the Italian peninsula to a huge area that stretched from England in the west to the Rhine and Danube rivers in the north, east to modern-day Iraq and also to the Arabian Peninsula, and south to Egypt and to the Sahara Desert. The legions were occupiers as well as conquerors. Many generations of families boasted men who served in the same legion, often occupying the same towns and forts that their predecessors built. Many modern cities, from the Atlantic Ocean to the Persian Gulf, are built upon the Roman outposts. This civilization carried with it the use of Latin and later Christianity. They created societies with theaters, shops, temples, and orderly streets to complement their forts. The men often married local women, and their children became Roman citizens. Roman law was extended to all areas controlled by the legions. Roman or Latin culture became the hallmark of civilization prior to the Middle Ages. Although Rome fell to the Germanic barbarians in 476 AD, the Eastern Roman Empire, known as the Byzantine Empire, lasted until 1453, when its capital, Constantinople, was overwhelmed by the Ottomans. The legions were designated by a number and an individual name. For example, Legion 6 Ferrata, or Ironclad, was created in what is today southeastern France, at that time known as Cisalpine Gaul. Its symbol was the legendary she-wolf that harkened back to the founding of Rome. This was carried on a tall pole for all to see. Another pole carried a banner which bore the legion's name and the letters SPQR, standing for Senatus Populusque Romanus, which means the Senate and the people of Rome. And atop this pole was a silver eagle, the Aquila, common to all Roman legions, the most sacred symbol of the Roman army. When the eagle was lost in battle, that legion was considered destroyed. Each legion also had a color scheme which represented its leader, usually white or red. The legions carried civilization as we know it to the far corners of the Western world, often with an iron hand. One historian perhaps best summed up their efforts this way. You can fly over a land forever. You may bomb it, atomize it, pulverize it, and wipe it clean of life. But if you desire to defend it, protect it, and keep it for civilization, you must do this on the ground, the way the Roman legions did, by putting your young men into the mud. The legions, by spreading their civilization and holding firm, are an example of why history matters.
History Matters is made possible in part by the Louisiana Endowment for the Humanities and Louisiana Cultural Vistas magazine.